This is Jeff Chrisman, and I'm here on the Living Arts of Tulsa podcast this afternoon, and I am very glad and very appreciative of the opportunity to be speaking with Taryn Zinby. Taryn, thanks so much for taking the time with me today. I appreciate this.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, sometimes I find that the word joyful comes up, but I thought it would be, I thought today that I would not necessarily use that word, and this is out of respect for you. I am joyful to speak with you, but I also became aware when I looked at your website recently, just to get a little bit of a sense about your work and your journey, your life journey, that I loved the phrase that you use. And so I wanted to start out just right off the bat, if it's okay, because I'm really moved by this. And I can't remember, I may be paraphrasing here. I don't know if I've memorized it 100%, but I love how you spoke of finding joy in every little thing. I didn't know if I got that right or if I was close.
Yeah.
But I thought before I ask you more about your work, that if there's just anything you might share, I love that phrase. And so I don't know if there's anything that you would speak to or speak about, you know, why that's important to you.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a mantra I use in my life is like trying to find joy in the mundane and joy in the everyday like parts of life, not just like the big celebrations or like the things that you're like, oh yes, we should like party about this. We should be excited. Like, I think if we stop and look at the beauty and the joy of the little things and find happiness and contentment in those things, it kind of just will change your mindset and change the way you like view life. And so I kind of try to just celebrate those little things throughout the day, because they are big things, you know. We get doing these things, and if you have a negative mindset in that way, it's like, it's just kind of, it makes life pretty mundane and boring. But yeah, that's kind of just how I try to live life.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much. And I don't think I've ever asked this next question that's just coming up intuitively. I was going to ask you, is doing the work that you do in terms of your creating art, it would be very interesting to hear just maybe anything that you've discovered in terms of having joy in your life as a result of doing this work. Or I don't know if there's been any surprises or just anything that has happened serendipitously, in terms of finding joy that you weren't expecting doing your work.
I think I kind of classify myself as like an abstract expressionist. Like there's abstract artists that like are trying to paint a certain thing, but when I'm painting and doing art and creating things, I'm really kind of just painting my heart and painting my emotions. So it has been very therapeutic and helps me walk through sometimes more like dark, difficult parts of life, and I can take that and sit in those emotions, and it allows me kind of to just like fully express myself. Like I say, sometimes I just like black out when I'm painting, and then I like come out of this a few hours later and I'm like, okay, let's paint some light over this. Let's, you know, like I express these things and now I can bring the light back into life. And I think that has really helped so much, especially with everything that's been happening in this last year and the way the world looks. It's been very therapeutic, and I think allowed me to grow a lot emotionally. Which is so nice to have that outlet.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. And I really appreciate it. That's very moving. I was going to ask you as well, is there just in terms of your work, if someone were to ask you, you know, what that means to you at a deeper level, in addition to what you have already shared, which I'm so appreciative of, I didn't know if there's anything else that you would speak to in terms of what your artwork means to you at a deeper level, or if there's anything else that you might, no pressure there or no expectations, but yeah, just kind of getting... Yeah, sense if there's anything else that you might share in that regard.
I think my faith has a lot to do with my work. I don't say that I'm a faith-based artist, but I think that carries with me at a pretty deep level. And even if someone doesn't share the same beliefs as me, I think they can kind of feel that this is more than just like a surface level kind of relationship I have with my art. So I hope that is translated. It's not just like I'm slapping paint on a canvas or on paper. It's more of like this is how my heart feels. This is how I hope you feel when you look at it. But yeah, I think definitely my faith and my relationship with God helps a lot. And I hope that people can see that too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's beautiful. And then I was going to just get some sense of like looking at your life journey and, you know, looking at your artistic journey. I know those are all ultimately the same thing at a certain level. Was wondering just anything that you might share of, and I know that you had shared a little bit with me before we started speaking or recording this conversation. And I thought that was really interesting about how you, in terms of your life experience, you know, starting very early in your exposure to art. So I thought it would be really cool just to hear, you know, in terms of, you know, from the beginning, just any, you know, any ways in which you've evolved through that process and anything that you've learned along the way since you were first exposed to the art world.
Yeah. So fun fact, my family, my grandparents started an art gallery in Norman. That's where I'm from. It was called Tribes Gallery, and my mom helped her in the gallery. And so like a running joke in the family is that my first outing out of the hospital after I was born was going to the gallery. honestly, like, I feel like I can count myself very lucky and very blessed to have been able to grow up with so many master artists and so many artists in my life that have kind of like shaped me. Not just as an artist, but as a person. Like, I remember crawling into so many of their laps. Like, I'm not sure if you're familiar with a lot of Oklahoma artists, but like,
oh, yeah.
Harvey Pratt and Wayne Cooper and some of these, like, Kelly Haney, who was, who did the Capitol building, the statue on the top of it, are some of the people that I got to grow up with. And I would just crawl in their lap and we would draw and we would just talk, and these are still people who are in my life today. But now my mom owns the gallery and it's in Norman still. So I run her website and social media and stuff like that. And I feel like it was only a matter of time before I actually started pursuing art, because I feel like I've always painted or drawn or done something. And I think my first painting is framed and hung in my mom's house. It is titled Muddy Chang, and that was my grandparents' dog, and it's just like a finger painting. And so just like through Norman schools and having such great art teachers and then such great mentors in real life, I mean, I don't know how I waited 26 years to be doing this, but I love it. It just feels like it's so deeply rooted in who I am that it feels natural.
Yeah. So if I understand, did you basically create art, you know, just through your life since that time? Or I didn't know if that was part of your studies as well, you know, as far as, you know, through your education process.
So I took art all through school, and I always was doodling, making marks. And I was that kid in school who was taking notes, but I really was drawing. And then through just like in college, I would do crafts and stuff for my sorority sisters. And I never wasn't creating art, but I don't think I really called myself an artist until maybe the last few years, you know? And so it's funny because I had a conversation with another artist recently about like, I think all kids kind of consider themselves artists at one point, but like, where do we like pause and stop calling ourselves an artist? Like, what does it take to call ourselves that? And so I've been doing a lot of reflecting on that, I guess. And I don't know why I ever stopped, because I've always been creating art, but yeah, I definitely think that it's time to just let people call themselves that if they are creating art, instead of looking for like a reason, I guess. You don't have to be like a certain level or doing something, but it's, I don't know
if I
love
that
or not at all. I just kind of went off.
And then I was going to ask as well, if I understand correctly, you had mentioned when we were speaking before this as well, that has it been about a year since you have started doing this full time? And it would be really cool, not to put you on the spot at all, but I just find it very interesting and wonder, because this is not something that I've done before, you know, in terms of not being an artist. And so I've always wondered about what it's like to, you know, once you've made that decision, you know, what that meant. I guess if I could ask you what it felt like when you came to that point where you felt like it was time to take the leap and really dive into this.
Yeah, so I have had a lot of different career paths. I did marketing. I was a dental assistant for a while. And actually, at the beginning of 2020, I had a pretty bad back injury and I was placed on bed rest for a while. And that caused me to kind of leave in the dental field. And so I really just started painting because I had all this paint laying around that I hadn't really touched in a while. And I also did some like calligraphy and like wedding industry things, just for fun, for friends and friends of friends. And kind of, I started just painting and sharing it on my Instagram and on social media, just because it's like, I now have like 20 paintings sitting around on my floor. And I obviously don't have space for this. And people started asking if they could buy them or if they could like have me paint something specifically for a space that they had an art need for. And it was probably about like February or March of 2020 to where I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to be making art. I want to be expressing myself this way. And I don't think I fully took like the heaviness of that. I say heaviness, it's not heavy, but it is kind of a lot of pressure when you're working for yourself, especially doing something that you're so emotionally attached to be able to like provide for yourself and make sure, like, I don't want to be like selling out or just doing things because I think people are going to like buy them, but like, I want to be making pieces that I'm proud of and that, I think really express who I am as a person and where I am in life. So it's been definitely a learning experience, being able to go from just like selling paintings to making sure I'm doing it right and doing all the business sides of things. And I definitely think that they should have you take a class when you sign up for like an LLC.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that whole intersection, you know, that intersection of art and commerce, you know, that art and business. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's honestly grown so much more than I could have imagined just in a year, which gives me a lot of hope for the future. And I think I honestly think that through painting and through meeting all these artists that I've met this year, like on my own, not through the family business, and just like people in Tulsa that I've met, I've grown a lot as a person, and I've learned a lot. So yeah, it's been a weird transition, but I'm very thankful for it.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you just in this, over this period of a year, is there anything that you can say in terms of, you know, just how you've evolved, or, you know, I don't know if you feel like just, you know, over just if this has been long enough for you to have a vision on that, or a vision into that, but just in terms of maybe how you have evolved since you made that decision last year.
I think personally, I have gotten a lot better at expressing myself, not just through art, but verbally. I think I consider myself a pretty joyful person in general, but sometimes I think that comes with not expressing necessarily my negative emotions that well. And through painting and being able to just kind of sit in my emotions and sit in the heaviness of whatever I'm feeling, it's allowed me to kind of take what I'm painting and speak on it. Because when I'm sharing a piece, I share all the layers of how I feel and how it came to be. And that isn't always just like the happy, like brightness of the world. Like, it can be dark and heavy too underneath that light. And so I think that's helped me a lot. As far as like a vision, I think I'm really just trying to continue to make art this year and see how big I can go, and how I say big in terms of like literally how big. I would love to get my hands on like a huge canvas.
love that. Yeah.
I think remembering to put myself out there, even have a shot at something, remembering to like apply for the hard things and shoot my shot, even if I don't think I'm capable or think I'm worthy of it or good enough or experienced enough or whatever. Because I mean, the reality is, I had a friend's parent tell me this and it sticks with me. Like, when you apply for something, they have to say yes to someone. Like, why can't it be? And so I try to remember that And if not, if they say no to something, then I'm a better person for it and I have more experience and I'm more prepared for the next time. So I think just I'm trying to stretch myself as far as I can go and be okay with disappointment, I guess, and not sit in fear.
Yeah, that's, and I was going to ask you too, do you think in some ways maybe, you know, doing this full time, you know, working for yourself, so to speak, do you feel like in some ways that there's more of an opportunity to grow because of the fact that you get the opportunity to take these different risks and put yourself out there? And because it sounds like this is, it could be very personal in terms of these are the things that you're creating and that you're showing the world. So I didn't know, if that's in some ways, maybe this is an opportunity to really, to find out and to also grow through the process of, you know, that stretching a little bit and being willing to take those risks.
No, it definitely has been. It's, I think, a little bit scary to know that, like, there is always the possibility of, like, failing in terms of, like, society's eyes. But I think as long as I'm continuing to, like, stay true to myself and paint what is making me happy, I won't be failing. But, yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows how it's going to go? But I'm just going to keep trucking. Keep hoping for the best and putting my art out there. I feel like once you start creating, you kind of can't stop. Like, if that's how you express yourself, it just kind of happens naturally, even if you don't mean for it to.
Yeah. Do you think in some ways, I don't know if this is, this, I don't know if this makes sense or not, is there, do you find that there's some, in terms of, you know, what it's like to actually do this, do you think that there's some place that's beyond success and failure? I mean, I know those are just words like right and wrong. You have different polarities. Do you find that, have you ever been able to experience that, a space like where there's no success or failure, that it's actually beyond those two polarities? I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yes, I think it also, I mean, obviously success and failure are very like objective. Like what's successful to me might not be what's successful to you or someone who say like is internationally known or something, but I think I try to find the balance in contentment, because I guess success and failure are always going to change the levels of them, and I try not to think about failure as like failure, it's end, it's like it's done. Like when I think, okay, this didn't turn out how I wanted it to be, let me reflect on it, let me see like how I can grow from it, and then what changes I need to make so that I'm not considering this like a failure kind of thing. So it's like, I've been trying to learn not to sit in, like if I'm painting something and I really like it, but I don't feel like it's finished emotionally, like I try not to be fearful of it, like of keeping like going, because I don't want to fail. And I try to look at that like kind of the same way as like, this isn't a failure if I'm able to take it and learn from it and grow from it and move on that way. But yeah, I guess just more so trying to be content and being okay with things being one way or the other is kind of how I balance that, because they are so different.
Oh, absolutely. And I get that sense just in what you're sharing, that you've been able to experience some of that, where you're in that space where, you know, it's neither one nor the other. You're just being true to yourself. And I was going to ask you, well, do you find that sometimes as far as communicating your emotions, do you find that, is there a limit to being able to do that verbally, where your art, creating your art is more of an avenue for you to be able to share some of those things that maybe can't be spoken of in words?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think sometimes there's not words, like words are limiting in some way. Like I don't consider myself a writer, like I am not in any way. So I think just, I don't even know how to explain like how I feel when I finish painting. It's like, yeah, sometimes there really are not words to describe it. And also I don't want to put, since I consider myself more of like an abstract expressionist, like contemporary artist, like I also like people to be able to form their own relationships with the art. So like I do try to explain like how I feel and like the process of each piece, but I don't want to give someone like a definite answer of like, this is how it should make you feel, or like, this is how it like should convey to you, because like it is an emotional thing, not just for me, but I hope for whoever's viewing my art. And so I try not to limit that, I guess. But I'm also, yeah, I don't think I'm a very eloquent person. So I try to also not just like not give enough, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense at all, but.
Oh, it definitely does. Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah.
It's kind of a fine line of describing the art and like my process and then oversharing, because my experiences might not be what your experience is with it. So that's okay. That's what art is.
Yeah. And I was getting into it. It's so interesting that you said that, because I was having a conversation with someone earlier today about that. We were talking about how, you know, we can learn and benefit from things that people share. You know, when you talk about like, oh, you know, that whole concept of oversharing, I definitely know what it's like to be that person as well. way more times than I care to say at the moment. But what I was going to say is that as far as in the things that that people share with us or that we have the opportunity to see, we were talking about how sometimes we can kind of glean whatever it is that there is to that resonates with us. But it doesn't mean that because it all doesn't resonate, that means that somehow that's, you know, that it's basically it's for us or not for us, that there's this space where we can just kind of that process of just taking in whatever we're supposed to learn from it. And I'm wondering, maybe, do you think that in some ways, do you see that art could be possibly that way as well, in terms of when people take, you know, when they're looking at things that you've created or other artists have created? Or even when you go yourself to an exhibit, I don't know if you've ever had that experience where, you know, maybe there's a part of it that you do that you glean from you find some benefit in that, or it changes your consciousness in some way, but maybe not all of it, but that's okay. Yeah. No, I don't know if I know that's a lot of words.
No, well, it's kind of like, this is like a weird analogy, but like, have you ever ordered something from a restaurant and you like really like this part of it, but you don't like this? You're like, yes. I would change it. And like, that's kind of how I view a lot of life, is like, not everything is going to be for me. And I might not think that everything is like, so, like, I think you can like something and really enjoy something and not like want it for yourself, kind of.
Yeah.
I look at art, like, there are some things where it's like, okay, I love this. Not necessarily just my art, but other people's art. It's like, I love this. Like, I love everything about it, but I don't want to hang it on my wall. And I feel like that about some of my art too, because I mean, sometimes I paint with crazy colors and I'm a pretty like neutral living kind of gal. So I think just because like it might not be for you doesn't mean that you don't like it, or you can't take something from it and like benefit from that. So yeah, I definitely understand that. I feel that way about a lot of things in life, not just art, but.
Yeah, and I thank you so much. You said that so much more elegantly than I did. I feel like that took me forever. I knew something was bubbling up. Sometimes it takes me a little bit to kind of narrow it, you know, get to the point, so to speak. And I appreciate you indulging that. And then I was gonna ask as well, just as far as, your involvement with Living Arts, I thought that it would be really interesting, just anything that you might share about what your experiences have been in any as far as sharing about any involvement that you've had with them, and just any, you know, your thoughts about what Living Arts means to you.
This, like, the whole thing with Living Arts has been just like so wild to me, and I have like just so much gratitude for just Tulsa, the whole Tulsa art scene in general, because I guess it all kind of started. So I moved to Tulsa just in March. I moved in with my boyfriend, now fiance. And I had been like scrolling Instagram. I have a good friend from childhood who also lives in Tulsa, and she had sent me the AHA like call for artists for the Juneteenth downtown murals. And then a few other people had sent it to me, and I was like, I've not been doing this for very long, but like, it was kind of one of those things where it's like how I've been talking about, like, you shoot your shot, you apply for things that maybe seem like a far reach for you. And I didn't really expect to hear back from it. And Maggie had called me at like 8 o'clock the next morning after I had applied and was like, hey, we have a wall for you to paint. Like,
wow.
Are you able to do that today? She's like, what time could you get down there? And I'm like, I mean, I'm still in bed, but let me get some coffee.
That's great.
So it kind of just like snowballed from there. I showed up, like, never have paint like that. The mural that I painted, I think, is one of the biggest space wise that they had. And I just kind of went to town on it for a day. And I was like, wow, like, this is probably the biggest thing I'll ever paint, like, size wise. And then I didn't really think that much about it. Like, it was like a huge honor for me, and it was so unexpected, and it turned into this thing that has been just like, I think, an abundance of just like joy, and so much emotion has gone into it from all of the artists and people involved, and even people that like did not participate in painting, but people that have viewed all the murals and stuff. So when she had reached out last fall about like them wanting to do a like an exhibition with some of the murals and things like that, she's like, we had no idea that this was going to happen this way. Like, we tried to save as many as we can. And so it really has just like snowballed into probably one of, I think, the most incredible experiences that I think I'll ever have. And I've been very emotional about it, like, over the past few
years.
In the best kind of way. I think it's just like very humbling to be what I consider myself a new artist. And so with the fact that I had never been into living arts, because when I moved here, like, obviously everything was pretty shut down. And so walk through that on Saturday, it was very emotional for me, because it is like a very powerful exhibition, and something that is like pretty personal for me, just like being biracial, and just knowing that there is a safe place in Tulsa that has made so many people feel seen, and make so many of us feel valid and valued. And it really is just something that I think I still am wrapping my mind around. And I think it's so cool that Tulsa has just a foundation and a thing like Living Arts Tulsa that is so open to cultivating new and established artists and pouring out so much of their efforts and stuff into creating such a wonderful like art community here in Oklahoma. I think it's been one of my best surprises of Tulsa, because I don't think I could have ever expected to find the sort of a community of people who care so much about the arts in Tulsa. So yeah, very grateful, and very just still in like total shock of the whole thing, honestly.
Yeah, I love that. And I was going to say, in some ways, it's so cool how that, you know, you just got that call. And then do you think in some ways was it, you know, I don't know, I don't want to say was it better, but do you think in some ways was it easier that there was no time to think about it? I mean, it sounds like you didn't have the luxury of having days or weeks to think about, can I do this? Can I not, you know, how's this all going to work out? You think in some ways it was, do you feel like it was, in some ways, do you think it was helpful that it just, you got the call and it was time to go do that?
Oh yes. I think it's really easy to let doubt and fear and these like negative self thoughts like creep into your mind. And even though I try to not allow that to happen, I mean, I am human. I can't always have like this guard up on my mind and have always positive self-talk. But I called my mom in Norman. I was like, Mom, like, she's like, Taryn, what? It is so early. Like, she's like, I'm having my coffee, trying to get my day ready, getting to the gallery. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, she called, I'm supposed to be painting this mural now. And I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I was so scared. And I think I had a lot of anxiety going into it, because I think it's like, when you've never done something so like monumental, like, it's different painting for yourself. And because not all the things that I paint, I share with everyone, but having something so public and something that I think was going to mean so much to a lot of people, and something that was going to mean so much to me, I think I just didn't even know what to do. And she was like, okay, you just need to sit down, like, calm down. She's like, you're so capable. And kind of just like built me up and reminded me again that like there's a reason that I was chosen for this and that I had everything I needed. Not literally, I had to go get some supplies, but yeah, she was like, you are like, you can do this. She's like, just do what you do on Canvas, but do it bigger.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I did. And I do kind of wish I would have taken a ladder because I am 5'8", but I was still standing on paint cans. so I couldn't reach everything I wanted to. But yeah, I think definitely not giving myself too much time to think about it and just kind of having to jump in feet first and go for it was really helpful. Instead of like,
yeah, I was going to say, I was going to ask you too, do you think in some ways, you know, I know when sometimes it's easy to get hung up on, you know, how long we've been doing something and feeling like, well, if I've only been doing this for this period of time, you know, surely I'm not going to have an opportunity to do X, Y, or Z. So in some ways, it sounds like that kind of blew the whatever kinds of limitations we can put on ourselves, you know, in terms of or in our any sort of self-judgment about, you know, surely there's no way I'm going to be able to do this because I've only been doing this so long. And yeah.
That's exactly kind of how I feel, and something I try to remind people now is like, yes, there are going to be people who have been doing what you've been doing longer, have more awards, have made more sales, have been shown, you know, whatever it is, like there are always going to be people that you see as better than you, but these people aren't you, you know? And like I kind of said earlier, like you have to shoot your shot and apply some hard things and put yourself maybe what you would see setting yourself up for failure, but you never know like what someone else is going to see. Like you have to kind of make space for yourself at the table and at least open up the door to let yourself in to sitting at that table. If you want to be somewhere. And that was kind of a lesson that I learned just by applying for this mural. Because like if I had given myself time to actually think about the application and stuff, that I would have been like, okay, no, I'm not ready for it. I'm not good enough for this. Which could have been totally detrimental to my growth over the whole year and like the projection of like where my art could go and who I would be by the end of the year. So yeah, I think that's just kind of a lie that we all have let ourselves believe from society.
Yes. Oh yeah.
We're not ready for this. Like you are. And even if they say no, you might be the next time. So that's kind of just a good lesson I think we all could benefit from learning. So.
Yeah. Taryn, thank you so much. I really honor you for, you know, for the fact that you were willing to shoot that shot and that you've been willing to do that and to put yourself out there. And obviously for, I also honor you today for, you know, you just taking this time to share your journey and what it's like to be you and with people. I realize that's not a, you know, it's very easy, I think, to take that for granted and just think it's something else that we're doing. But I also feel like, you know, this is not always easy for people. And so you've come across very beautifully and just really appreciate what you, this is incredibly heartening and it's incredibly inspiring. I really appreciate this.
I'm a words of affirmation, love language kind of person. So you just filled my bucket.
Well, very glad. And I was going to say, yeah, this has been, you know, for me, just, you know, hearing you share all these things has definitely done that for me. And so I'm just so grateful. And it even makes me want to, even after years and years of shooting that shot, realizing, you know, there's been times where I've been afraid to, I'll admit it. And this really makes me want to, the next time I find myself trying to talk myself out of something or tell myself, I don't know if I can really do that, I'm going to remember what you've said. And I'm really appreciative of that.
I hope that is something that people can take from this, is even though that's not what I imagined, like the conversations or like the questions leaning towards, I think it is an important thing for everybody to remember. And no, I really appreciate you asking me to come talk to you and being able to help me be a little bit more eloquent, I guess. I probably rambled too much, but
not at all. I was gonna say It's funny, after doing these for all these years, I generally probably do at some point where there's probably too many words, but there again, I realize I could have talked myself out of this a long time ago. So this, just hearing you, sharing what you're sharing makes me realize, I still want to keep doing this. And I realize every time that I do, it is very interesting how it does. I think as we do things longer, it gets a little quote unquote easier. But I think in some ways, though, as humans, we're always kind of starting over, aren't we? I mean, even if it's something we've done for years and years, every time you kind of, like, I'm using the euphemism, you pull out a new canvas and you start on a new canvas. I mean, we really are starting over every time, aren't we?
Yeah. In some way. Yeah. I think we change every day, so it's always going to be different.
Yeah. Taryn, thank you so much. It was wonderful visiting with you, and I really appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, certainly.